jetzt Martini Lutheri, Sacre Theologiae, soll das Theologiae Doctor, nicht? Das ist D ist Doctor, Corpus, dann probably hoc loco sepultum est, also is buried on this place. D ist Doctor. Qui in Christi, und dann ist the date of his. When he died in 1546, and his age, but this is not right. So this it is said here that he was 63 years old in 2 months and 10 days. But this certainly is not right.
Why?
You see, when he is, we know that he was born the 10th of November in now, either 1482 or 1483.
Mm-hmm. So why the wrong age?
And so the age is, as we think now, it is 1483 that he was born.
Mm.
Mm.
And so then he was never 63 years old and some months and some days, but only 62 years and some months and some days. But even the time of the months and the days is not correct. I don't know why.
Mm.
And nobody knows why. Mm. That's not correct. But it's very often in those times that the people, they didn't know really.
Mm.
What kind of name is that?
Melange. Is that black something?
It means black earth.
What does it mean?
Schwarze Erde.
Yeah. Well, his normal, his name was Schwarzart.
No,
okay. he had not a Greek name, but a German name. Mm-hmm. And so his normal name was Philipp Schwarzart. And he thought Schwarzart, that might be Schwarz Erde.
Mm-hmm.
Also black earth.
Mm-hmm.
Schwarze Erde, black earth. And so he... His uncle, Reuchlin, translated that to the Greek.
Hmm.
And so, Schwarze Erde is Melanchthon.
Hmm.
So, because he was so good in Greek, and then his uncle said, well, you're so good in Greek, and now I give you a Greek name.
And it stuck. And in Houston, Texas, we have a Melanchthon Institute across from the first Lutheran church. So was the original file of the original church Gothic? And then when they came back in?
Yeah.
And so this is all neo-Gothic then?
This is neo-Gothic, yeah.
The interior?
The interior is now new from the neo-Gothic from the 19th century, but the rest of the church, of course, that was as it is now. Just the stones, they are still there.
Mm-hmm.
That was not destroyed by the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Only the
you happen to know why Paul is depicted with a broken sword? I know Peter's is the gate.
Yeah.
In heaven, but what is the broken sword for?
I think, but I'm not so sure. Normally, all these things, without Peter, he has a key to heaven. This is from St. Matthew, you know this, this verse. But normally, all these things the saints have, this is pre-reformatoric, of course, all these signatures are. Because they died with that, so.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, St. Paul's had his head chopped off.
And so I don't know. Is it said that St. Paul died?
St. Paul
by sword?
Was
No, St. Paul had his head chopped off because he was a Roman citizen, and Roman citizens could not be crucified. They were thought, that was thought to be too low a death for a Roman citizen,
yeah.
So they were beheaded, and so he had his head chopped off in Rome.
Is that said so? I don't know. But nobody knows it, of course, because nobody knows how St. Paul was died.
Darf ich kurz unterbrechen? Einige Studenten müssen weiterziehen, ja. Aber wir wollen, ja. Und dann gehen wir weiter, wir sprechen
ja.
weiter.
Ja.
Aber wir wollen Abschied nehmen, also einige, und Ihnen
ja.
danken.
Ja. Ja.
Weil das
okay.
war ganz wunderbar. Ich spreche
ja.
Dank
ja.
in Ihren Namen.
Ja, ja, ja. Gut.
Wir wollen danken. Einige haben noch etwas getan. Aber ich würde sagen, das ist eine wunderbare Führung. Und ich danke Ihnen im Namen von meinen Studenten. Ausgezeichnet, dass Sie alles wissen. Und die, die noch weitere Fragen haben, wenn Sie noch ein
ja.
paar Minuten
ja, ja,
haben.
Ja, ja.
Aber
Sie,
sonst
gehen wollen, dann
von uns allen. Also vielen, vielen Dank.
Ja.
Aber es gibt noch Fragen vielleicht.
Ja,
ich
ja.
weiß es nicht.